With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. With the U.S. government shut down now in day 17, Democrats are calling on President Trump to get more involved with negotiations.
Let's sit down in good faith to reopen the government, to stand by our hardworking federal employees, to enact a spending bill that actually improves the quality of life of the American people, and to address the health care crisis that Republicans have created.
That's House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries speaking during his morning press conference today. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to hold Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer responsible for deliberately prolonging the shutdown.
He gave an impassioned speech on the Senate floor. He urged his colleagues to stand with him and fight against President Trump. The fight is absurd. Senator, you've been in office for 44 years. You've been in Congress longer than that, but you've been in Congress for 44 years, and everybody clearly understands what's going on. You're holding the entire country hostage to protect your own political career. I mean, no one can deny that.
There is word now that Democrats, frustrated at one of their own members, are trying to replace him in 2028. Democrat Senator John Fetterman has drawn the ire of leading Democrats because he continues to blame his own party for the shutdown. He's also been siding with Israel. President Trump hosts Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for talks today, their third meeting at the White House this year. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, sets the stage.
What we're concerned about here is the sustained support for Ukraine in order to continue the fight against Russia if, in fact, Putin is unwilling to meet at the negotiation table. Of course, EU will be watching carefully, as we saw in the wake of the Alaska summit between Putin and Trump.
And the president has shown openness to selling Ukraine long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles. This is SRN News. Americans being asked about their opinions and beliefs about the Bible. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
About 25% of adults say the Bible is just another book of instruction, and nearly 20% think it was written to control and manipulate people. Those are some of the conclusions of a new poll from the American Bible Society, which also reveals that 36% of respondents believe that the scriptures are totally accurate versus 39% who say no. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, "A half century ago, Americans generally trusted the Bible. Attitudes are more complex these days." Michael Harrington reporting.
Costa Rica's president, Rodrigo Chavez, has further restricted access to abortion, limiting it to situations where the mother's life is in danger. The country's previous regulations also allowed abortions if a pregnancy posed a threat to the mother's health. No legislative approval was required at that time. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Turbulence in the banking sector has rattled Wall Street. Salt Lake City-based Zions Bank Corp. tumbled 13.1% after reporting its third-quarter profit will take a hit because of a $50 million charge-off related to loans made to a pair of borrowers. Zions says it found apparent misrepresentations and contractual defaults by the borrowers and several people who guaranteed the loans, along with other irregularities. Western Alliance Bank Corp. fell 10.8% after saying it has sued a borrower alleging fraud. The feds have rejected a mining company's bid to go after more than 6 million tons of coal located beneath a national forest in Utah. This is the third proposed coal sale from public lands in the West to fall through this month. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.